thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House, where we show up every morning to try and help Arizona homeowners resolve issues or dilemmas or anxieties they might have about their house, home, castle, or cabin. Let's bring Joe into the conversation, who's called from Tucson. Good morning, Joe. How can we help you, my friend?
Good morning. We have cast iron sewer under our house, and to preserve it, our neighborhood sort of has been breaking down. Seems like our soil's hot in this area. Anyway, I hired a company to reline our sewers. So they started the job, and they had trouble turning some corners on the sewer lines. So they couldn't get one section completed. So I decided to open up the bathroom floor for them to get better access, and they did. And then after they said they completed the job, I had a friend come over and we scoped it. And they never did complete the job, and there was a big, long section that they ignored and their equipment couldn't reach. Anyway, a supervisor came down and he scoped it and said, this whole job is not done properly, and we're going to redo it.
Ooh,
and then
mercy.
A couple months have gone by, and they finally got back, and I was helping the one guy do the one section that I opened up for him, and everything was going fine. And then he went to the front of the house and got his equipment in, and I went inside to get a drink or two and then came back out, and he was yanking on the lines, and he said it's locked in there. And he fought for, I don't know, 30 minutes trying to pull the three lines out.
Yeah.
He managed to get two of the lines. He called the supervisor. They got a winch, and they pulled the last line out, which it broke off and lodged a camera head in our sewer.
Okay.
And
oh, man.
They tried to send in a big catcher.
Yeah.
And hone it out, and they were unsuccessful. So they said they would get a bigger machine and come back. And it's been a week now, and I've almost called them every other day, and they're not answering my phone now.
Oh, boy. Okay. And this contractor you used, we know they're licensed and bonded in the state of Arizona.
They are licensed.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I checked.
Okay, then the next thing you need to do is notify them. If I don't hear back from y'all in 4 hours, I'm calling the Registrar of Contractors and I'm starting a complaint procedure. If you don't get a response, then I'm assuming some part of the sewer system is working, right? I mean, you can stay in the house. You're still occupying the house, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
They said we could use the water, but as far as toilet paper and stuff, it wouldn't be a good idea to do that. And we haven't. We've been going to the neighbor's house and whatnot.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, raise up the level of accountability and say, I'm not going to put up with y'all not returning my phone call. I'm going to take every measure possible to make your life as miserable as you're making my life. This lining system came out about 15 years ago. And there was a particular company that came out and pretty much took over the whole state and was doing this work. And we actually spot checked some of their applications and thought, well, you know, there's a lot of applications where this makes a lot of sense. They were actually Rosie certified for a little while. And they're not the only company that do it. There are other companies that do it. But this one particular company, there's challenges. I'm going to try and paint a picture for those of you that are listening. We have a sewer line underneath your house that, in this case, is cast iron. And cast iron, in the course of 40 to 60 years, is going to start deteriorating and caving in. If we can catch that pipe before it starts caving in and create a nice, clean 3 or 4 inch diameter hole, what we do is we string a line through that is actually a big, long epoxy balloon. And we seal it up on both ends. We inflate it. And that balloon then expands to the size of the pipe. That old, rough, rusty horrible interior surface of that pipe now is smooth as glass. But the system has some limitations, like Joe experienced in Tucson. There are corners that it can't make it around. When it comes to a joint, they generally have to gap the joint. So they're going to cut the liner just short of the joint and start it again after the joint. A few limitations. It's about the same price as saw cutting the floor and replacing everything, unless you have extremely expensive floor covering or you don't want to put up with that unbelievable mess that it is. Joe, just raise the level of accountability on these guys. Tell them what you're going to do. If they don't respond, put it in writing, send it certified letter, hand deliver it to their office. Just make their life miserable. And the Register of Contractors will hold them accountable. But if they don't step up and hold themselves accountable from their own conscience, it's going to take a little time for the registrar's procedure to work its way out. So, man, I certainly hope you can get this resolved. If they can get that camera head out of there and they've got it lined properly, once they get all this straightened out, you pretty well ought to be set for another 50 or 60 years. So, Joe, we appreciate the call from Tucson. We do get a lot of participation from Tucson. We actually were in Tucson last week, and were able to stop and visit with most of our Rosie Certified partners down there. And they, too, are experiencing the same level and backlog of work as we are in this area as well. Let's bring Sam into the conversation. He has a floor covering issue. See if I can help him out. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Rosie, and thanks for taking our call. It's actually not my problem. It's a
Sam, hold on 1 second. Let's see if we can go to line one. Sam, just hang tough.
Wait, tell Sam to hold on. I think I know what's wrong here.
Okay. Sam's got a travertine flooring issue, certainly a very popular product that's been installed both inside and outside through
a
great many homes in Arizona.
Okay. Rosie, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and so I sent a whole bunch of pictures. Have they been able to show you those?
No, but that's because the man that generally does that for me, Mr. Romy, isn't here today. So go ahead and talk me through what you're fighting. Is it pock marks and voids?
No, this is bizarre, and we've run it through 20, 30 people. So
holy cow!
It's been very, very difficult. So apparently in 2017, in the hot months, it started to weep upwards, and it would put out a fluid that was kind of sticky. And about this time of year, it would go away. And each summer, it's been doing this, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. In the meantime, the aluminum sliding glass door has just been eroded so badly it takes an awful lot of work just to move it, a foot
okay.
or two
All
and
right.
back. And they've got this garden in the backyard, which is about, 3-4 feet up and slopes towards the house. And they've got a problem with the house, I think, is 6 inches low, and it needs to be jacked back up.
Oh, my goodness.
And on the other side of this, there's a ravine, okay, that they're right next to.
Okay.
And so we're thinking that this is some type of a water issue. It's getting under there, but, water doesn't go through aluminum that badly. So it's got to have something. We're thinking it's something else that's in there with it. Like a salt or the soil or something's happened. And looking at these, they make little spots, and then they have white in the middle of them going down the middle, and yet the rest of it's clear. It's just bizarre.
That is very bizarre, and I'm going to want to get my eyes on it, because anytime I come across a new problem I've never encountered, I like to see it firsthand. But I will tell you this, Sam, I'm pretty sure right now, not knowing anything else, It is a moisture problem. And we've got to eliminate the moisture. And I'm going to tell you, you ought to call Bob Brown at Arizona Foundation Solutions. He
Bob Brown, hold on, I'm writing this down.
Bob Brown at Arizona Foundation Solutions. And their number is, you're in the Phoenix metro area, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because they've got offices all over the state. But the one in Phoenix is 602-702-5390. And Sam, what Bob has patented, and this is a process that he adopted from the radon elimination industry, where we ventilate underneath an existing concrete slab with a pipe that's perforated, that's attached to a fan that literally sucks the moisture out from underneath the floor. We had a topic last week of vinyl flooring, where vinyl floors that have been installed over the last 10 or 15 years are now experiencing moisture curls. Bob can solve that. He takes all the moisture out from underneath the house permanently. Even if you can't identify the source of where it's coming from, he can manage that with an underground ventilation system that's really, doesn't that sound horribly expensive? But it isn't. The way they've got it designed with their horizontal drilling and their fan system and their exhaust through the roof, it's really extremely affordable, especially when you consider what the options are. So give Arizona Foundations, I've written your number down and your phone number. I'm going to find those pictures and I'm going to reach out and we're going to visit. I want to see this situation. I've never heard anything like it. If anyone has, it's Bob at Arizona Foundation Solutions. And if it's a moisture-related problem, nobody can solve it like he can solve it. So we'll leave it at that. Let's see if we can go to the next caller. All these callers have been very patiently holding. I believe we've got Mr. Matt calling, talking about a texture he'd like to apply or a texture he'd like to cover. I'm not sure. What's your project?
Good morning, Rosie. It's actually a little of both. Okay. So Romy shamed me a couple weeks ago when he was talking about popcorn feelings and is there anybody in the state that still has them? And I do.
Okay.
And I called a couple of Rosie partners to see about having it removed. And the one said, you know, doing our whole house is more of a job than he would take on. And then the other one that I called said, we're outside of their service area. So I'm left with, okay, do I do it myself? But then this morning when you were talking about the texturing and through the email that I got from Rosie on the house this week, and talking about the, you know, different designs, I thought, well, what if I just covered it with a beadboard or tongue and groove, you know, and so I guess my question is kind of twofold. One, is that something that is possible or is that really too much weight to be added to a ceiling? And then the second question is that cost effective? You know, would that be close to the same cost of having the popcorn ceiling removed, or am I looking at, you know, 2, 3, 4 times that cost?
Yeah, you are, Matt. You're right on the money right now. Getting it removed. First thing we need to do is verify. What's the vintage of your home? What year was it built?
It was built in 85, so,
okay, so we're at,
you shouldn't have to worry about asbestos.
We're asbestos free. Let me, and how big is your house?
It's 1,700 square feet.
Okay, and is it fair to say that 50% of it is popcorn ceiling?
90% of it is 90%, popcorn ceiling.
Okay, so it's a good amount. Okay, Matt, I know who you called. And it is outside their area and it is a little bit too big for the one other guy, but I do have a service that I'm going to give you off air. And the most economical way for you to deal with that, make it go away and bring the house up to date in that arena, is scrape it, texture it, and paint it. So I'll get you the right name. Hang on 1 second. With that, we'll take a little break, come back and wrap it all up here. Rosie on the house.